cultural differences and cultural dynamics are always at play in a classroom. So if you are in a classroom and you have some group of students who participate and others who don't participate, first and foremost, you need to consider the individuality of that child, what his or her personality is. Is he a shy child or a more extroverted, outgoing child? Just as important is the essential that you take in consideration cultural differences. Research does indicate that some groups come from more of an indirect style in their way of communicating, and others are more direct. So groups that are more direct, for example, African Americans, are more likely to speak up than others. Research says that Asian Americans, and this is without trying to stereotype, but actually look at what research says, but Asian Americans tend to come from more indirect cultures. So if you were to ask, say, a Japanese or a Chinese student, did they understand what you just taught? Some of them might say yes or shake their heads yes, but really it means no. And one of the reasons they might agree that they've understood what's been taking place is because there's a high reverence in that culture for teachers. And to tell a teacher, I did not understand what you just taught, could be considered offensive. And so they don't want to indicate in any way that you have not taught well. But again, look at the individual child and his or her personality. So that means you really have to know your students. And then from that point on, go ahead and start looking at cultural differences. A final variable that I think needs to be looked at is whether you have children in your classroom who come from cultures that are highly verbal or tend to communicate in nonverbal ways. Some students might shake their heads and confirm that they're listening, those kinds of things, as opposed to actually saying something. And even when you ask, did they understand, was the information clear, you still may get more of a nonverbal response than a verbal response.